I want to start actually pray again, but your legs are too weak to carry. So I'd love to start praying to read the Quran, but you can't see with your eyes anymore. Oh, I want to start doing siyam, but you're so weak you cannot afford it. The moral of the story is, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned all of this and more in one hadith. Irtanim khams qabla khams. That's it. Take advantage of five before five. Your health before your weakness and the illness. Your time before you have none. Your wealth before you become poor. Your young before you become old. And your life before your death. That's it for today. So if you have that, take advantage of it, because this is irtanim, meaning it is the time to actually take advantage of what you have before you don't have anymore. Because indeed, yesterday you can never get back, and today is a present. It's just given to you as a present, and tomorrow is not guaranteed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to make our last words to be la ilaha illallah, and our best of actions and deeds to be the last of actions and deeds, and the best day, the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala in Jannah, in the way befitting His Majesty. Ameen. Wa akhdamu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi. Then ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to have mercy on Brother Haydar. Make his grave a piece of heaven and a piece of hell. Give him the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave. Who is your Lord? What is your way of life? And who is your Prophet? And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to expand his grave as far as his eyesight can see and not to collapse his ribs in it. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to furnish it from Jannah, not from the hellfire. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open a gate in his grave to be able to see his place in Jannah, not his place in the hellfire. So he will say, Rabbi aqim as-sa'ati a'udu ila ahli wa mali. Will Allah establish the hour so I can go back to my family and wealth. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to resurrect him on pulpits of light with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for those who love each other for the sake of Allah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to grant his book with the right hand side. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ala to grant him the highest level of Firdaus al-A'la with no accountability. Ameen. Wa akhdamu alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallamu alayhi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in.